Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for two on a Thursday night between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz, who's been leading a staff that's looked pretty good to start up the season. Will, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How much fun has it been the last couple of days seeing the staff start off the season as hot as they have?
It's been enjoyable. It's been enjoyable for me to see. The guys have done a phenomenal job, especially in the rotation, but some of the bullpen arms have done a really nice job too. Good to see these guys get off on a good foot here at the beginning of the Southern League season.
There's a good mix in the rotation and in the bullpen of some returners and some guys who are new to the AA level. How do you work through that with some of the guys who are out there in the bullpen making their AA debuts and some guys who have been here for a season or two and know the league and know the players?
Well, first of all, Paul Mueller does a phenomenal job with the bullpen guys out there, having them prepared to come into the game and going over the rapport with them and helping them to understand what to expect in this league. So he's great there. And then some of our returning pitchers also do a great job picking up some of the younger guys and kind of helping them along.
How fun is it to have a guy like James Meeker back on the staff this year, who was absolutely terrific a year ago, led all of AA in walk percentage, just frankly because he didn't walk anybody?
Oh, it's great. I've been with Meek now for 3 years, and he is just the one of the best guys to have down in the bullpen and know, like, if he's down there, we've got a chance to win at the end. He's a shutdown guy. He's a leader. He's great with the younger pitchers. Just a great clubhouse guy all around. Good guy to have on the staff.
Two guys who really stood out on the rotation were two guys who went back-to-back, Tyler Wasner and Bradley Blaylock, who went on back-to-back days. Both of them not only lit up the stat sheet, but also filled the box score with a lot of strikeouts, a lot of outs for both of them. How fun was it to see both of them have some success in their AA debut?
It was great. I wasn't surprised at all to see both of their successes. They both had a phenomenal spring training, super prepared for the year. They go about things the right way. I wasn't surprised to see them go out there and both throw, you know, 5 and 6 shutout innings respectively for Bradley and for Wasner. Really fun guys to watch go compete.
How fun was it to work with Bradley in spring training? Because this is his first full season in the Brewers organization.
It was great. I got to know him a little bit in the off season. Talked to him on the phone a few times with the expectation that he was going to come to AA. So kind of started to develop that relationship there. And then working with him in spring training was great. It was only a little bit of time there because he was in big league camp at the beginning. But he's a fun guy to be around. He keeps it loose, keeps it light. But when he's on the mound, he's a ultra competitor.
How about Wasner as well? We heard all these reports coming out from spring training about how good he was. What is it that makes him so special?
Well, first of all, he's a very, very hard thrower, especially for a starting pitcher. I think he averaged over 95 the other night. It's been as high as 99 this year in spring training. So that's number one. Number two, he's got two really, really good breaking balls. Both of them can get swing and miss in any count. Both of them are hard. So the combination of velo and two breaking balls, and then he's also got a lot of movement on the fastball. It's a sinker and plays at the bottom of the zone, so he's going to get ground balls when he throws that one. So it was really a matter of just reining in the command a bit. It was never bad. The command was never bad. He was always around the zone. But we've gotten him to really attack the zone this year, and it's translated in a big way so far.
For those guys who were so good in spring training, what do you and Paul do to make sure that translates towards the regular season?
We just continue to harp on those same messages that we give the guys in spring and make sure they continue down the right path. I mean, pitching is very, very fluid throughout the season. Guys struggle with different things at different times. But using spring is kind of an opportunity to help find what makes guys successful, and then making sure that those guys know what those things are throughout the season is big for us.
Jacob Mizrowski gets the ball in game one. Obviously, a terrific start, 7 strikeouts on opening day. But Nate Peterson makes his AA debut in game two. What should fans expect from the lefty in his debut today?
I'm excited to see Nate pitch tonight. 5-pitch arsenal, goes at guys a lot of different ways, which makes it kind of exciting. But He's got a pair of really good breaking balls that he can throw to either side of the plate, and he's got a very deceptive fastball at the top of the zone. I think Nate's going to be great for us tonight.
How about Mizorowski? Last time he was in this ballpark, 6 shutout innings, 1 hit allowed, 12 strikeouts. What have you seen from him coming into this year?
Fantastic. He's continued to get better, which is a great thing for him. Just the overall limiting non-competitive misses has been a big thing for him. In that opening night, he did that in a big way. He was around the zone from start to finish. And I think if he just continues to do that, nobody's going to ever barrel him up. So he's going to be in a good spot.
Well, hey, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It definitely is.
Well, thanks for joining us. Best of luck. And it's been a fun start to the year.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.